Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I missed out on a lot of fun Nat stuff this past week.
We had some fun.
The Ken Rosenthal piece that came out, it was oddly timed. Mm-hmm. Nothing he said was wrong, but it felt like it should have been published 1 year ago or 2 years ago. It's like, hey, while the Nats are hot and playing over 500 baseball for a 3-month stretch.
You have to include the sentence at the time. Now they have won 7 of 9. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
But 7 of 9 is such a fleeting sample and like
right.
a nothing burger.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point is, each year over the last couple of years, like they're getting closer and closer. And if you take the first week of this season out, they're literally an over 500 baseball team this season right now. And if they spend any real money at all on anything that mattered, a bat, a starting pitcher, a reliever, they'd be the wild card team in the National League right now. They would be in the wild card at this moment if they had just a little bit of money to spend on good baseball players. They don't. And so they're just piecemealing this thing together with kids and trades. And the result is they're going to win probably 77, 78 games or whatever. They'll be short of the postseason. But they're scratching and they're clawing, and they're fun watch right
yes,
now.
Yes, they are.
I mean, how do you not enjoy the last couple of weeks in Nats baseball, where James Wood is a superstar, the likes of which we have only really had in the form of, you know, Bryce and Soto and Strasburg along the way. He's on his way to MVP caliber, top player in the league status when it's all said and done. And then the kids are okay. Robert Hassel looks like a big leaguer. Dalen Lyle looks like a major leaguer. In the bullpen, they've been able to cut all three of the crappy, minimal deal veterans that they brought in here. Who could have thought that Lucas Sims and Colin Poche and Jorge Lopez wouldn't have been a great triumvirate for you? So now you've got homegrown arms and Brad Lord, Jackson Rutledge, Cole Henry, who are answering the bell in the bullpen. It's been entertaining the last couple of weeks. I'm fired up.
It's been a lot of fun. So Saturday we're at a going away party for some really good friends of ours actually that are moving away. And you know, it's Saturday and it's so we're hanging out, but it's still you got kids involved. There's a kids party, so everybody's home. But by the time I get everyone home and get you know my 7-year-old in the bath and get them ready for bed, I sit down to watch the Nats game and they're already up 10-0. Like, what is going on? Like,
first
what
time
is happening?
In 77 years that a team has scored that many runs before an out was recorded. I saw a great line. Instead of a no-hitter, an all-hitter, Brandon Pfaadt threw the first all-hitter in baseball.
That's a great pick.
They were ripping him. Double, double, yeah. Double, homer, double, walk, double, hit by pitch, hit but by pitch, double.
Even if a team has a tell on somebody and knows what's coming,
right.
That wouldn't happen.
If you're banging trash cans and you're wearing things where you touch a button on your chest, you still can't do that.
Like, that's impossible. Like, you couldn't do that in BP. You know what I mean? Like, I can't remember seeing anything like it, and I didn't have that data point that it's been, I don't know, 50 years since that happened, but there we are.
11 straight batters reached on Saturday night, man.
Those are one of those innings, by the way, where all you can think about is, like, don't be the guy that makes 2 outs. Don't be the guy that ruins this merry-go-round.
So I do this bit on Twitter about James Wood and people sleeping on him that simultaneously, I think there's a lot of people that have really started to enjoy it because I'm adding layers to it, and then there's people that just hate it.
Yeah.
Like, they just can't figure it out. And that's fine. It's not for them. They don't need to.
Right.
They're allowed to be very angry. They're like, I know who he is. But this week, finally, was the first time I feel like he started to get the national and local attention that he deserves. Where it clicked. with people. They're like,
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doing the Leo meme, like pointing, you know, like, Is anybody noticing what this guy's doing in D.C.? MLB Network's doing segments. Now we're having conversations. Where does he rank among players in a draft to start an organization with? I mean, he just had a May that over the last dozen years, only some of the greatest players in the sport have had. 7 home runs, 6 stolen bases. It's Trout, Betts, Tatis, Acuna, Otani, James Wood. People know he's good. That's nice. We're talking about Danny, when this thing's all said and done, a guy that could turn into the greatest Nationals hitter ever. You know, we're talking about annual 40 home run ability. Maybe it's 50 home runs in a season when it's all said and done, possibly. And if they're good, which it's going to be hard not to because he's going to drag him right into that fight, you know, maybe wins an MVP award or two, which previously, you know, only Bryce Harper's done around these parts, right? They did it. They got one of them once, as the kids say.
Well, we talked about this a little bit last week while you were out. He's got a 912 OPS, hitting .282, 5 bombs against lefties. You know what I mean? Like, remember that was a thing? He needed more time to hit lefties in the minor leagues. Why it didn't come up?
Which wasn't real, right? Because he was crushing lefties in the minor leagues while they were saying that.
Yeah.
But they needed a reason to not call him up.
And that was the given reason. But again, that's exceptional. It's exceptional for anybody. It's exceptional for 7-year big league veteran who's a frontline player. Where you're the guy they bring in people to stop. And that's happening. And this was right after he, you know, just flipped up a double down the left field line against the Mariners, left-handed specialist that came in just to get him out, who was unsuccessful because James Wood's incredible.
Did you see the graphics this weekend all over the place? But Masson ran one of them. There's a bunch of different versions of it where it's him side by side with Soto and Harper at this point of their career as Nationals. First 135 games, I think it was. And Soto had hit about .280. Harper had hit .275. Wood had hit .275. All three of them had within one or two home runs of another. Wood had 25. Soto had 26. Bryce had 24. RBI count, Wood was at 85. Soto was at 87. Harper was barely over 60. And then in terms of OPS, Harper was .830. Wood was .860. And Soto was a little over .900. So of the numbers that you see, Soto was the best of the three, narrowly, then Wood, and then a sizable gap, and then Harper would go on within a couple years to win an MVP award.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I bring it up is to say Bryce Harper and Juan Soto got called up at a time where the Nationals were a playoff team, one of the better teams in the NL, maybe the best team in the NL in both of those cases, and had this star-studded lineup of legit quality bats. You know, guys along the way, like whether it was Daniel Murphy or Anthony Rendon or Ryan Zimmerman going 30-100 or, you know, whatever it was in those given moments, James Wood, from the day he's gotten to the big leagues, has basically been the best hitter on the Nationals. Like, there's no support, so to speak. There's no good team where there's a good offense and you're just going to fit in nicely. Like, you are the guy that they're having the meetings about. You're the one. No one else on the team has been intentionally walked this year. He has multiple times. And so it's way harder for him to play on a bad team with a not good lineup than Soto and Harper, who were thrust into a really good team with a pretty good lineup. And yet, his numbers stack up basically the same as Soto's and much better than Bryce's so far. It's just astounding.
Yeah, if you remember that year, the one of the great offensive seasons we have ever seen, not just here but anywhere, that Bryce Harper won the MVP with a WAR of almost 10, where he hit 330 with 42 bombs, 460 on base percentage, a 1.1 ops, like as good as anybody in the sport.
He hit 330 with 330. 40 homers. That is insane.
The year that nobody else in their regular everyday lineup hit 20 homers. In a year that nobody else basically did any kind of damage offensively at all. This was an injury-plagued season for Zimmerman. This was Danny Espinosa's your everyday guy at second base. Ian Desmond had one of those down, terrible years as he was approaching a contract, trying to probably hit bombs to get himself paid. Their next best hitter was Yunil Escobar, just kind of slapping Judy everywhere. I think he had 9 homers on the season. Did nobody protect him, and he did that. That's kind of what this has been like most of the way. C.J. Abrams has been pretty damn good, an all-star caliber first half. But in front of him, behind him, with all due respect to Nathaniel Lowe, I'll take my chances with Nathaniel Lowe over James Wood. And that's kind of what made that year that much more remarkable. We're watching that on a nightly basis.
Well, but he's had, it's guys like Chaparro and Ruiz and Meneses. These are the types of guys that have been batting around or behind him in the order. It's nuts what we're seeing, what we're doing. He's 22 years old, man. Yeah. He's 22. Was a high school player at St. John's College High in D.C. a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he is already one of the better players, one of the more feared hitters in the National League, which is awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.